Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Tyler Riley, thanks for holding on. You're on WGN Radio in Chicago. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Good. Tell us where your place is.
Appleton, Wisconsin is Grand Chute.
So how long of a drive is that from downtown Chicago to your bar? How long does it take to get there?
3 hours.
3 hours. 3 hours, right. Are you guys going to open today, Tyler?
No, we are not allowed to open. Now, we were open the other day and yesterday for an hour, and then we were told by the county we had to shut back down, so we are.
You're not
We still are open for takeout and delivery, though.
Got it. So you're not in Kenosha County. Kenosha County's green light. Are you in Madison County?
Out of Gamey County.
On a Gamey County. And so is that how it works, Tyler? Is it by county or by town that they are deciding if the bars can open or not?
Originally, it's by town. It depends on if the city or town has their own. Like, we were just told about an hour ago, right down the road, the city of Appleton is allowed to open on the 20th, but we are not allowed to, even though we are in the same county. So it's very confusing. It's very confusing, and where it depends on where the health department is.
You know, the Bratstop, we talked to them a little while ago, and they're ready to put them elbow to elbow, man.
Are they?
Oh, yeah. She said that they seat 600. They're going to do 300 if they can.
Yeah, we won't be doing that. All we want is a choice to be able to slowly open safely.
Well, what was it like when you were open for an hour or so the other day?
Our takeout delivery stayed steady, and then there were people that started coming in, but then we had to, usually the rush gets busy around noon, one-ish, and we had to close right before noon, is when we got the notice, and then we called the local law enforcement, and they said that they will be enforcing the order, so we decided that we didn't want to have any trouble with them, so we closed down.
We also have our guidelines, our COVID guidelines posted everywhere, so we have them on the doors, we have them as you're walking up the stairs, we have hand sanitizer everywhere.
Yeah. We're checking temperature.
Checking temperature.
Oh, really? As they came in, the patrons?
Correct. Yep, if they plan to sit at the bar and it wasn't for a pickup, you have to get your temperature checked. That's not an option.
Well, that was your rule. That the Bratstop has not got anything like that in place.
Correct. Like you said, we want to open safely and slowly and do what we can to still help stop the spread, but also have the choice to be able to try to get our businesses going again.
So you're not one of these militant, flag-waving...
Don't get us wrong. We love this country.
Yeah, I mean, we are ready to open, but we also...
understand the fears of the people, too, you know? I mean, we want everybody to be safe, but this is getting drawn out too long. If people haven't put a plan in place by now or gotten the officials that decided that this was a good idea to shut everybody down... If you're not giving anybody guidelines to reopen and just saying, hey, let's just keep waiting because we'll get around to it, that's not fair.
Well, that's what it feels like in Illinois right now. And what is your name, sir?
My name is Chris Mitchell.
Hi, Chris. And Tyler Riley's on the phone line as well. And they're at the Shop Bar and Grill. We're open just a couple of days ago for just an hour or so, it sounds like. But, guys, how many people then, like, you are ready, though, and you would be willing to serve people in your bar, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And how many folks were in the place the other day?
About 15, 20.
Yeah.
And we have a capacity of 200.
Yeah. So it wasn't bustling yet, yeah. And, I mean, so then when they do, what will you guys do? So you said you're taking temperatures. Will the wait staff wear masks at your place?
That will be optional according to the guidelines. Because if you actually look at what masks do, if you have any facial hair whatsoever and you don't get a good seal, technically it doesn't do a whole lot, in our opinion. But the option is there. We also have masks available for patrons if they want.
Yeah.
Gloves, hand sanitizer, basically anything to make anybody feel more comfortable about being here. And obviously, we have signs on the door, you know, if you don't feel well, please don't come in. Call us. If you need food, we'll bring it out. So we're doing our best to follow keeping everybody safe. It's kind of like a good compromise to, you know, being able to get this thing rolling again, open the state again.
Yeah, that's kind of what it sounds like. So I'll let you guys go, but when will you be open, do you think? If I want to get a beer in Appleton or outside of Appleton. When am I going to come up?
Sounds like you can get a beer on the 20th right down the road from us, but we won't be allowed to be open for beer.
So you don't know, huh, Tyler?
We do not know yet. From what we were just told about an hour ago, it sounds like Allegheny County is going to follow the Badger Bounce Back Program.
Yeah.
And that right down the road, though, Appleton is going to be allowed open. So, and we were just told that by another business owner who's very frustrated as well.
Good luck to you guys. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.